Greetings. We don't have a lot of time today, so I will get right into it. Today's word is balance. In my practice this morning, it was a restorative one, right? A few seated postures held of longer amounts of time so that I could dive a little deeper into each pose, have time to explore my breath and where it needs to be in my body. But I didn't want to do this. I'm going to be honest. I didn't want to. I'm 6 months into a consistent practice and am slowly seeing the benefits of it. I'm getting stronger. I'm learning to connect breath with movement, and a restorative practice doesn't put that strength on display. It doesn't make me feel like I've worked out in the traditional sense. Or does it? I'm struggling with this. Truly balancing my practice with more challenging and then more restful practices is wise, right? We need both, and I know that. We know that. Just as we push our bodies, we need also to be gentle with them. And restorative practices are good for us. They soothe our nervous system. They can help ease chronic pain, enhance our mood and sleep, and our overall sense of well-being. It is time on the mat to rest, heal, restore, reset. I know this, but something about me struggles when I want to see quick results. And when I start to see the quick results, I want to keep seeing them. So we need both. We balance the challenging practice with stillness and calm as we allow our bodies to catch up, to breathe, to synthesize new learning and information, and to give ourselves, right, these muscles, the tissues and ligaments. We give our bodies time to heal. And so balance. Where do you need more of this kind of balance in your life? Where could you use a little time to synthesize information? Time to slow down, to learn, time to heal. How might you prioritize space and time to allow some of this important work to happen? We'll sit and reflect on this for 2 minutes. Just connect with your breath, real easy. Steady rhythm, steady pace, steady flow. Letting go of our attachment to quick results and a performative desire, a desire to perform or to show those results. We want balance. There will be time for the strength poses to be on display. And 2, there is time for rest. So just 2 minutes. As we return, slowly float your eyes open if you've closed them. Recommit to your posture by circling your shoulders up, around, and back. And maybe do that again, up, around, and back. Shining your chest forward. And we'll end with the remembrance of that word balance. Remembering that there is time for both. And that maybe in the stillness, when we don't want to be still, is probably the perfect time to be still when we resist that. And knowing that all practice is practice, and all of it is a step towards a stronger, more whole, more complete you. A more healed you. Amen.